business, inspiration, motivation. This is the Niger Youth Podcast. The Niger Youth Podcast with your host, Ifeoluwa Michael.
You are listening.
Welcome, guys, to today's episode on the Niger Youth Podcast with Ifeoluwa Michael. I appreciate you sharing this vision with me. Remember, this podcast is in four segments: the introduction, the quote of the day, the body, which is the topic of the day, and the book recommendation. So come along with me as we start today's episode. Would it not be exciting to look back at your life and be able to say to yourself that though I made some pretty damn decisions, I chose my life? It was tough, it was hard, but I got better. I got stronger as a result of it. I learned how to do it, but I was not scared. I did not stop making those choices because of this limiting factor. Today we'll be talking about that limiting factor, one of those factors that hinder people from making decisions, from taking those big leaps, from taking those huge steps that means a lot to them, that could change their life. You know, if anything is going to happen to anyone to move their lives forward, they are going to have to take personal responsibility for it. I'm sure you must have heard people oftentimes say, "All right, when I have 10 million naira, I'm going to start that business. Someday I'm going to sing like Tiwa Savage. Hopefully one day I will produce like Don Jazzy. I will be this, I will be that. I will be all of those things." But that someday oftentimes never come. They want to do all those big things, but they seem scared of something. Today's episode, we'll be talking in more details about such a thing and how to overcome it.
This is the Niger Youth Podcast.
Quote for today is by Robin Sharma. He said, "The fears we don't face becomes our limits." The fears we don't face becomes our limits. That simply means that if you do not face your fear, that is how far you can go. That fear you don't confront is the maximum of your achievement. If you want to break forward, you have to face your fear. Everybody who has been successful at every point in time have had to confront their fear. They had to face it head on, conquer it, and then move to the next level. So today especially, we will be talking about fear. Fear, what are you scared of? What is it that is making you not want to take that step? What is it that is limiting you from wanting to take that big leap, that jump? Oftentimes, we have the fear of the unknown. People say to themselves, "If I start this business, will I make money? Will I even make money at all? Will I make enough money to continue?" We have the fear of rejection. We have the fear of failure. We have the fear of the process of change itself. We don't enjoy that change. I want to lose weight. I want to be fit. I want to get closer to God. But you don't want to endure the process of change. You know, if you want to lose weight, you have to go to the gym. You have to change your diet. You're going to miss all of those candies, all of those sweet foods. You're going to have to break a sweat at the gym. We have the fear of not being adequate, not capable. We think we don't know enough. We don't have enough skills. We cannot do as much as people who have been doing it before. And ultimately, we have the fear of disaster, the fear of loss of life. If I take this step, if I do all these things, will I not lose my life? Will I not cause more chaos? Will I not cause more damage to the system? But yo, listen, it doesn't matter whatever fear you are confronting. Everybody, everyone who is alive today has one form of fear of the other. Regardless of what anyone has achieved, they still have a fear which they battle with. What is very important is you recognizing your fear, you saying to yourself, all right, I'm scared of this, but then that is the fear. I'm gonna do it anyway. What is the worst that can happen if I do this? What is the maximum thing? What am I gonna stand to gain? What do I stand to lose? You weigh all the options and then you go for it. But it is very important that we recognize our fear. We cannot live a fearless life if we do not recognize the fear we have in the first place. You have to know that I'm scared of this and that is the fear, but I'm gonna still do it anyway.
The Naija Youth Podcast will be right back. You're listening to the Naija Youth Podcast with Ifeoluwa Michael. We're not done yet. Stay connected.
Welcome back. Earlier on, I mentioned six form of fears that could be limiting us. The fear of the unknown, the fear of not being adequate or capable, or not having enough skills, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of the process of change, the fear of more disaster, more damages, or loss of life. I will like to expatiate on all of these fears and how to overcome them. You see, if you are scared of the unknown, it is not a bad news. It is not the end of the world. We sleeping and waking up in the morning is an uncertain thing. We cannot guarantee that the fact that I've slept, I will wake up. It is an unknown thing, but yet we go to bed anyway. Because you're not sure of the outcome of a process or of a project you're trying to do, is not enough reason for you not to do it. People who have achieved are risk takers. When you take a risk, you are not certain of the outcome. You are only taking it in faith. You're taking it because you are looking for a better tomorrow. You're looking at the bigger picture. So if you're scared of the unknown, it is so normal. It is absolutely good. In fact, it is good for your progress. It is just enough that you know that, okay, I'm scared of this thing, but it is not enough reason for me not to do it. So overcome the fear of unknown. Get to it. Get right to it. Also, if your fear is that you are not adequate, that you don't have enough skill, that you're not capable, trust me, everyone who started something started from the beginning. Everyone who started something big, everyone who created a very large thing, started in most cases from the scratch. A lot of them had to learn the skill. They had to get used to it. They had to go through a process. They had to learn how it's been done. Take for instance, say Wizkid. Now you see him as a very big musician. He's multinational. He's everywhere. But how many years has he put into this? Look at any other person. Look at the top blogger, Linda Ikeji. She had been in this for a while. She had endured the process. She learned how to do all these things. And that is the same thing with everyone. If you are not adequate, it is not a bad thing. If you are not adequate, it is not the end of the world. It is not enough reason for you not to do it. Say to yourself you want to do this and start learning how to. You will be amazed how far you can go. Take one step after the other and don't stop. You will meet yourself right at the top and you yourself will exceed. Fear of rejection. We cannot be accepted everywhere. We cannot afford to live our lives in the shadow of everyone. Look at it. There are about 7 billion people in the world. Everyone has got a voice. Everyone is unique in their own ways. Your weakness is another person's strength. Another person's strength is your weakness. Another person's great achievement is what you are trying to start. What you are very good at is what someone doesn't know. So because you're trying to do something and you might be rejected, does not mean you shouldn't. You should not live your life for people to accept you. You should lead a life. You should be the one spearheading it. You should start something and then want people to join you. But you saying you want to start or you don't want to start because you will be rejected, because you will not be accepted into this status quo, because you will not be accepted into this gathering, it is not enough reason. The gathering was someone's vision. If the person had thought I might be rejected, then you will not even be in that gathering anyway. So lead a life, be a leader, spearhead your thoughts, spearhead your ambition, spearhead your life, take charge. Don't let anyone say to you, we won't want you. For example, some people say they want to stop smoking, they want to stop drinking, they want to stop that bad habit. But then if they don't stop it, how will they socialize? If they don't stop it, how will they be in this group? Let me tell you, you don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to be like everyone. You have to be you. If you were not you, no one has the same physique as you do. No one has the same characteristics as you. No one has the same attribute as you. You are very unique. Don't fear rejection. Fear is not something you should allow to limit you. Then the fear of failure. Trust me, if you fail, so what? If you fail, you will grow. If you fail, you will learn. If you fail, you will get stronger. If you fail, you will keep getting to know how it's been done. Some people fear the process of change. Some people fear the process of not being used to what they normally do. We also have the fear of disaster, the fear of loss of life. Trust me, if you're scared of losing your life, if you're like, okay, I want to do this, but I might lose my life. Weigh the options, look at the pros and cons. What do I stand to gain? What do I stand to lose? If I do this and I lose my life, is it worth it? Is it worth dying for? If it's worth dying for, so what? Martin Luther King Jr. did the same. He died for what he believed in. I have a dream, I have a dream, I have a dream, I have a dream. He said that so many times, he died for it. And then Barack Obama became the black president. He lived the dream which he believed in. So if you wait and then you look at it, is it worth dying for? Oh my goodness, go for it. So many people will tell you, I will die for what I believe in. But if you wait and then you look, oh, I've got kids, I can't afford to take that risk. I've got my husband, I've got my wife, I've got my mother, my father, my friends, my associates. I can't afford to take this step because if I die, they're going to miss me. Because then you should weigh it all. So those are the fears which I think limit us. We need to overcome it. We need to be super achievers. We, the youths of this country, need to overcome our fears. We need to grow. The future of Nigeria is in our hands.
This is the Niger Youth Podcast.
Our book recommendation is a book written by Elizabeth Gilbert. Elizabeth Gilbert is a popular American author, and the book is Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. It's a book to help you be creative without being scared. So you need to pick up that book. It's going to help you a great, great, great deal. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this episode has helped you in any way, if it has touched you, I would like for you to go to the website, thenigeryouth.com. Go share your story. Go inspire someone. Go read the articles. And till next time, I remain your host, Ifeoluwa Michael.
Join us.